People can talk about fit and all this other stuff. Like, to a certain degree, it's not the same thing, I know. But to a certain degree, if I go out with some talented guys to go play basketball, we figure out what to do. We may not have a point guard or a big or something like that, but we figure out how to be cohesive after playing for a little while. Like, they should.
When has the Zach LaVine team ever been more than a play-in team in his career?
Well, when the hell has a DeMontis Sabonis team ever been more than that?
We've been to the playoffs with the Pacers before, no?
They lost in the play-in. I remember that.
Well, I'm just saying, it's the group of guys. It's not on one guy. And if it's the group of guys, I look at the GM.
But
the team isn't good enough. They're not good enough to be the Clippers or any of those play-in teams. Like, maybe you can beat Dallas at this point. Like, you're not good enough. They're not good enough.
But why aren't you good enough?
It's the players. Talent.
It's not talent. It's the fact that the talent that they have hasn't been able to gel together.
Yeah, that's the GM's fault. You have talent, but none of it makes sense.
At what point is it the players' fault? Are they just mindlessly,
No, but like stuff has to work. It has to connect. Like, you can't just
explain the point guard thing to me. Like, what does that mean?
It's the same thing like the Suns dealt with last year. We're going to let Devin Booker run the offense. It doesn't work. Malik Monk isn't a guy where, like, let me run the offense and all that.
And even they were 12 games over 500.
But who runs the offense?
At this point, I mean, DeMar, maybe, I guess.
No, he doesn't. It's the guy we started the conversation about.
Not anymore.
Okay, now whose problem is that?
I don't know.
Grow some goddamn balls. Run the offense through me. I'm looking at last year's schedule. Let's talk about who's leading the team in assists. I'll just run by Malik, Domas, De'Aaron, Domas, Malik, Domas, Malik, Domas, 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 Malik. Oh, there's De'Aaron Fox. Isn't De'Aaron Fox the point guard? No, it doesn't matter. Domas is running the offense. More times than not, Domas is the assist leader on this team. Doesn't that mean he's running the offense? So why isn't he doing it this year? Oh, we don't want to hurt DeMar's feelings? Nah, man, you were the one here the last 2 years. You were the one that went to the playoffs 2 years ago. If this is accurate, if this is the disconnect here, yo, run everything through me. I'll get you the ball. My assist numbers show that. I'll get you your shot. My assist numbers show that. But is it, who's saying run, or who, more importantly, who is not saying run the ball through Domas? If we don't have a point guard, and that is our big shortcoming, run the ball through the guy who we ran the ball through the last 2 years.
And if you don't have a point guard, and you're talking about you need a point guard, then you don't need Sabonis handling the rock.
I don't. We've talked about like him and Fox not being franchised, so like we're not. You're not telling me anything.
That's the other part of it. That's the part, like. This dude has been an all-NBA guy 2 years in a row. He's clearly not a bad basketball player. What are we missing right now? I understand the imbalance. I saw a pragmatic pessimist who only kind of casually pays attention to what we're talking about. Say, how many times have you told us LaVine and DeMar were great when they had Lonzo Ball? That's 100% accurate. Lonzo ran that Chicago Bulls offense brilliantly. 2 years ago, we were talking about how DeMontis Sabonis ran this offense brilliantly, allowed De'Aaron to do what he does, allowed Keegan Murray to become, you know, one of the best shooting rookies, I mean, three-pointers made-wise, that we'd ever seen. Mm-hmm. What's the problem now?
It's pointing everywhere else, and that's the problem.
That's
the problem.
That's my point.
That continuously is the problem with this franchise. These players that are here continuously, and some would say, well, if they keep saying it, then there must be some truth to it. Maybe, but there's nobody that ever stands up and says, I need to be better. You know, the only one who really does that is Malik Monk. Malik Monk, you never hear about him searching for clarity or the coach and stuff, or anything, or at the very least outwardly. Maybe he feels that way. Maybe he talks about it internally. But Malik Monk turns the ball over. It's not because the roster's in balance. I just got to be better at it. You know, I ain't been shooting well. It's not because DeMar's taking all the shots and I stand in the corner and nobody does anything and he's a ball hog. Nah, I gotta make shots. I'll be better. But everybody, and I understand there's different elements to team franchise, but everybody all the time looks to blame everybody else other than the people who are out there actually executing or not executing, including the players. There's always some other reason why they can't get their job done. And even if that is true, their first go-to seems to be someone else. Like, you've got to look at it almost in a delusional way. Like, all right, I know these things are stacked up against me, but what can I do to be better? Am I not making my free throws? Am I not closing out the right way? Like that game the other night, I'm not saying it's all his fault or anything else like that, but I ain't got nothing to do with the front office. Obi Toppin was cooking Sabonis and Lyles. There were no closeouts to Obi Toppin's wide-open threes. Mm-hmm. Tyrese Halliburton was picking on Sabonis in the fourth quarter. But we'll talk about the roster being imbalanced. Sabonis, if you're going to be on the court, you're going to have to guard the pick and roll. Mm-hmm. We can't hide you from that. You're going to have to find a way to defend. And everybody always looking to blame somebody else. And the problem is, if it's media or anybody else looking to blame somebody else, that's fine. But if those players are looking to blame somebody else, that's a problem. Because too many times, they're looking at someone else instead of saying, where can I be better? I need to be better. That's why they get stuck in this rut, and that's why they're three games. That's part of the reason why they're three games under 500. Matter of fact, I won't even put no caveat. I'll go with you. That's the reason why they're three games under 500. Nobody's saying with their roster or the imbalance that they should be 15 games over. But they're looking, just can't get it done, and they start sulking and pouting and all this other stuff. This guy's got to be better, man. You have enough talent. You could have no point guards and no shooting guards and have this level of talent and play better than what we've seen you play. Getting beat down by 30 against Orlando. Getting beat down by the Knicks, by the Warriors. These ass whoopings you've taken. Like, those are unacceptable.
Doing that all year. Like, they've gotten their ass whooped by the Warriors multiple times. Like, that's who you are. My thing is, like, yeah, we could blame the players, but I guess, like, I just don't see this team working at all. So it's like we talked about the group chat. I'm not opposed to trading Domantas Sabonis this summer or anything like that.
But Malik Monk and Malik does it. So I just said he does this. But Malik Monk and Zach LaVine, stop turning the ball over 11 times. Just stop doing that. There ain't no roster imbalance that makes you just throw the ball away.
I get that. It's just you guys keep asking for that, and I'm just accepted they're not going to do that.
They may not. But when we talk about fault and why they can't do it, that's on them. Do not turn the ball over. That's not on Monty. That's not on Mike Brown. Don't turn the ball over. I don't care if you're a point guard or a center. It's never okay and acceptable to just throw the ball anywhere. And that's what people are telling me. Well, they don't have no point guard. The roster's imbalanced. That's why we do this. Just don't turn it over.
I got one. You ain't even say this yesterday. Well, we ain't. You avoided the Kings topic for much of your time here. How many did they lose by, you remember?
The last Indiana? Game? Indiana, yeah. Two.
Two. Do you know how many free throws they missed?
Probably six.
Six. Do you know how many Indiana missed?
Two.
Zero.
Hmm. How many times did we say that last year?
Oh, my God. Well.
When they want to blame Mike Brown and got to complain about him and all this other stuff and blame the front office for not making a move at the trade deadline and all this other stuff. How many games did they lose at the free throw line? That's on you.
Yep.
So it's on you.
So get those guys out then because they're not good enough.
Or just be better.
They're not. That's the thing. We've been asking for years. You just said it. Last year, we've been asking. We've been asking for years. They're not. It's not happening. They're not. Get them out. We've been going around in circles about this team for years. It's clear these guys aren't good enough, so get them out and get better players in who can do the job. That's where we're at. Hmm. You guys aren't wrong, but we've been talking about this for years.
Steven Brown talking about Kenny act like it's easy to play NBA basketball. Like, that's not what anybody's saying. these are NBA players. There are certain things.
Kenny that, acting like it's easy to ride amusement park rides where you have to be a certain height.
Kenny acting like it's easy to dunk on that Fisher Price hoop. Mm-hmm. It's not easy, okay?
You must be this tall.
Sorry, but it's not about that. It's on that level. Those guys, like, don't carelessly turn the ball over. That's all it is. Don't do it to a level. Like I said, it's gonna happen from time to time.
I think
11 between your two starting guards. That can't happen.
I think to your point, they do it regularly. So why does it happen so often? Like, you see when a team is locking down on defense, like, whew. They are giving the Kings fits right now. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the Kings are just throwing the ball over the place. Sometimes it feels like they, and this is the part that frustrates me the most, because we're far enough into it. Sometimes it feels like they don't know where their teammate is going. We've seen that with Domas a couple of times, where him and DeMar do something together, him and Zach LaVine are doing something together, and like maybe it's not a turnover on that particular possession, it's just a bad pass. Or, you know, I've highlighted one in particular where I think Domas thought DeMar was cutting. He passes it. DeMar actually stops, backs up, and the ball just rolls along. Yeah. Turnover, break the other way.
Yeah.
It feels like if this team wants a Bible full of excuses, they have it. They can make them. Instead of just, yo, we got to – okay, let's start by this. Let's protect the ball a little better. Mm-hmm. Let's make our free throws. And we'll go from there.
Yeah. See what we can get out of that. And once again, all this stuff is just it's right here for you if anybody wants to see. I'm looking at all five of Zach LaVine's turnovers on Saturday. Just lost the ball. Go to NBA.com. I'll tell you guys, go to the stat sheet. Click on the number of what you're looking for, and you'll see all the video of it. The second one, just dribbling the ball, loses the basketball. The other one, offensive foul because he can't handle the ball. And this is just one game. This isn't who he is all the time. But little things like this, like, you just can't do. You just can't do. You can't be this careless with the basketball. You got to take care of the basketball. And to a certain degree, there's not a lot, like, especially on this NBA level, not a whole lot of skill needed to take care of the basketball. Don't turn it over. Be strong with it. Don't travel. Like, you don't have to be an all-star not to do that. So.
We'll come back. We'll obviously talk a lot more about the Kings. I think we're with you all the way till the game gets underway at 7.
Yeah.
Four. Yeah. Our time, 7 o'clock in D.C. So. We'll talk more Kings basketball. James Hamm, the top of the 3 o'clock hour. Phone lines open for you. Weigh in. Tell us we're wrong. 916-909-1320. I hate, absolutely hate, this Shams Charania tweet about Joel Embiid.
Oh boy.
I'm not going to go overboard. I'll tell you what I feel about the process that Joel Embiid, no pun intended, is taking to get his knee better when D'Lo and Casey return here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. 916-909-1025. You want to get in on the conversation. Kings basketball coming up at 4. We'll talk much more about that. James Hamm will be with us coming up at top of the 3 o'clock hour. Shams Charania tweeted about 15 minutes ago, Philadelphia 76ers star Joel Embiid were undergo arthroscopic surgery on his left knee next week. A team official tells ESPN Embiid was ruled out for the season in late February as he and the 76ers met with doctors to determine the best treatment to alleviate his knee issues. Followed that up with, Embiid will be reevaluated in 6 weeks after surgery and is expected to make a full recovery, a team official says. It will mark Embiid's second surgery on the left knee over the last 14 months. You know what an arthroscopic surgery is? A scope?
It's a surgery.
It's when they open up your knee, I'm assuming, and maybe stick a camera in there and kind of go
that's
in deeper.
It.
Yep.
That's it.
Well, my point was,
shout out medical terminology.
That's it.
Oh, it's not a little small procedure. Like, it's a surgery.
Well, It is.
They've got to go in there and do something or look at something or whatever. No,
that's it. They're going in there to look for something. What? I don't know. Who knows? What will they find? Who knows? They're going to put a camera in there. And essentially, a vacuum. Move the camera around. Oh, little loose particles up over here. We're going to clean this up. We're going to clean this up. We're going to clean this up. Now, the camera. Ooh. MRI didn't show this. Okay. We see what we're working with. We have to fix this. Whether it's, I don't even know if, what was Chris's, what was the scary surgery?
Microfracture.
Microfracture. Mm-hmm. You can discover a microfracture while doing a scope. We got to go in there and fix it. I know you thought it was going to be 6 weeks. It's going to be, I don't know what it is now, 6 months. Mm-hmm. This is not a fix to Joel Embiid's problems. The fact that they're doing a scope tells me they do not know what's wrong with this man. The fact that they're doing a scope tells me the three of us and every single person watching or listening is going to have an opinion again next year on Joel Embiid missing a big chunk of the season because something is wrong. I'm not blaming the doctors. I'm not blaming anybody for this. There is clearly something wrong with him, and I'd be stunned if a scope, an arthroscopic procedure, is the cure for this. This man was not well before the Olympics. He was somehow even less well after the Olympics. He trudged through what he could of an NBA season in pain. Mm-hmm. They hold off on shutting him down, trying to figure out what approach to take. He hasn't played basketball in, what, 2 months? A month and a half? Yeah. And their end is, well, let's stick a camera in there. Okay. All right.
Let's call it what
I'll
it
bet
is,
you Kenny's like... paycheck. We are here next year discussing Joel Embiid missing a critical portion of the season because they can't find out what is wrong with this man.
Joel Embiid is 30-something years old, 7-footer. Like, he's whatever they fix or try to fix. Like, it's going to be maybe 50% of what he used to be.
It's over.
Yeah.
It's over. Not that he has to retire.
What you just said right there. When I said, I'm going to hold off. I'm not going to say what's on my mind. The tease was why Sham Sharania's tweet is why I believe Joel Embiid's career is over.
And even then, I'll say this. Maybe he can still play. But the MVP guy, the franchise guy, that is finished.
What do you do?
Because even if he's able to play, I don't think whatever's going on in that knee, like say they find the issue, they clear it out, and the knee is cleared out, no bone spurs, no scar tissue, nothing like that. That's not a stable knee.
Mm-mm.
That you should just be, for a guy his size, for anybody, but a guy his size, you should just be, oh, 75 games and the playoffs and MVP and go and playing 34 minutes a night.
Man.
Like, that's not what that is. That Joel Embiid is gone, and he's never coming back. We'd be lucky.
On the way of Flipside.
RIP, man. RIP Flipside, man. We'd be lucky to get a Joel Embiid that can get through a season, let alone be an MVP caliber player. It's just, it's over
for him. Yeah, he's never been that. And now you just add it all on top of this. Like, yeah, he's done.
He's never been what?
Just a guy who's been even healthy. Like, he got drafted in 2014, missed the first two seasons due to injury. Yeah.
Played 31 games his third year.
Yeah, you got it.
Played 60 games for the first time in his fourth year. He played 63 that year, then 64. And then I think we start getting into 72 game seasons. It looks like he played 51 in both of those. Has never played 70 games in a season. Played 39 last year where he averaged 34.7 points per game. A career high. This is a man who averaged 30.6 points per game. This is a man who averaged 33.1 points per game, and last year in 39 games averaged 34.7. This year, 19 games, 23.8 points per game.
Yeah, I mean,
this year, for the first time since his rookie season, the man didn't average double-digit rebounds.
Play the what-if game for Derrick Rose and what he could have been and all that. I think injuries, like I think Embiid could have been a lot better than what Rose could have been if he stayed healthy.
Yeah, I mean, he could have.
Embiid, I think, was on his way to being one of the best bigs of all time.
100%. I mean, he had the skill set and the talent to go along with, you know, the size of a big man. He wasn't just like a regular big guy. He was a problem for anybody.
Yeah.
You know, to go along with that skill set. And he just couldn't stay healthy. I'm looking at the best case scenario for Joel Embiid. This is to me at least, the best case scenario. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at Grant Hill. And Grant Hill, when he got to Phoenix, is actually probably...
How many years in the league before he got to Phoenix? It's got to be close, right? Because he was seven in Detroit.
22, looking at 12.
Oh, wow.
12, he got in at 22. His last year in Orlando was 34.
And it was Detroit, then Orlando, right? There was no one else?
No, just those two, yeah.
Okay.
But he gets to Phoenix at the age of 35. And he actually played a little bit more than I realized.
In Phoenix?
Yeah.
He played a ton in Phoenix.
He played 70 games, 82, 81, 80, 49, and 29 in the last two.
Yeah, but he found the fountain there.
The thing that the games played isn't what surprised me. It was his minutes.
Mm.
Like in Phoenix, he went 31 minutes a night, 29, 30, 30. You know, in those years. He's playing a lot of minutes. Mm-hmm. I thought they'd reduce the minutes a little bit, but he was playing. Now, the production was different, right? And he had a different role on that team. Because you're talking about Grant Hill was, you know, one of the great players we had ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in Phoenix, now we're looking at 13 points a game, 12, 11, 13.2. You know, and it was different. And that's why I think that is the best case scenario for Joel Embiid. You get somewhere, whether that's going away or in Philadelphia by adding people, and you're a really high level role player. That's the ceiling. Middle of the ground is like maybe he's not even playing 30 minutes a night like Grant was. Maybe, you know, he's at 25. Worst case is obviously he can't even get to that point.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you're a best case scenario, 30 minute a night guy. Is putting up 15-8.
I don't even think he can do that.
I don't think he can either. I'm trying to just present, I don't think he can either.
I don't think for the way he needs to play to be effective, like his body's gonna be able to hold up.
Yeah, I don't see how my brother's career is, and it's not over.
He'll be back, but he's not.
I don't see how the version that you were talking about a second ago.
We'll get a year or two more of Joel Embiid probably, like, when he's healthy-ish.
Sad, man. It's sad because, once again, like you mentioned earlier, Dame, you know, it's not anybody's fault. You know what I mean? It's not his fault. Sure, you can talk about, oh, he should have taken, you know, his body and everything a little bit more seriously. Like, I get that, but... I want to say a small part of the problem, but only part of the problem. Like, he's just had bad fortune, you know?
Yeah.
I believe.
Soren Smith in the chat misspelled our names for some reason, but says, remember when Jesse and D'Lo said the Sixers should have traded him last summer? LOL. Yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. Yeah, y'all don't listen.
I mean, man, did he not finish the sentence? I mean, that's a lot to misspell, you know, just two letters. But, you know, he meant to say...
Well, Soren's always got the funny, so he's just...
Yeah, he's a funny guy. Yeah. Class clown.
Well, he's
Soren.
Trying to be accurate.
Soren has never tried... Soren is... do you even know Soren? Soren goes for the joke 10 times
out of
10.
Yeah, Soren.
Man, the two times I went Bill Walsh, I was spot on.
I don't even know what that means.
Bill Walsh, get rid of him a year early before instead of a year too late.
This was after they lost game 6 to Boston, you said it? Like, actually speaking? That they should trade him? Or was it the year before that?
No, that was Ben Simmons.
It was the Knicks.
It was gotcha. Okay.
After that series with the Knicks, I see you might want to move on from him. But to be fair to you guys and everybody, I didn't say trade him. I said start the discussions. See what you can get.
Which you can only do if you're Rob Pelinka and Nico Harrison, it appears.
Should have called Nico. Should have called Nico. The other one I was right about.
You could have gotten Luka Doncic in Philadelphia.
The other one I was right about was Russell Wilson. I told you guys he was cooked in Seattle. You guys said I was wrong.
I don't even think that's true.
Yeah, I don't even think that went down that way, to be honest.
We don't even know. Like,
yeah.
You could
got really, the audio to pull that up?
You could really just say anything at this point.
Pull it up. Like, okay. It was there.
Well, go find it.
You've
already alienated Zabo. He ain't going to go look for anything for you. Hey, Zabo, pull up this clip for me. Zabo going to be looking right at you. Here's your clip right here, pal.
Hey, but if someone else pulls it up first, I'll get it from you. Cold world.
Yeah.
Shout out to my boy, Zay.
Cold world, no blanket.
That's my man's. That's my man's. But yeah, time to. The killer, though. All right, you don't want to trade him. Okay, fine. Why did you sign him to an extension?
Well, shout out Daryl Morey. Paul George, you ready to stop podcasting? Oh, man. They have the worst contract situations in the league?
Yes. Yeah, you can take the question mark at the end of that sentence. They just signed Paul.
Yep.
They just did that extension.
Clipper's like, yeah, we're okay, but if you want to get that somewhere else, no worries.
Daryl Morey's like, whatever, I'm going to be fired anyways.
That's the worst.
Vivek's like, I'll hire him.
What if Daryl Morey was the new GM?
Oh, man.
Oh,
why
man.
Did you say that?
Oh,
why did you say that?
Let the basketball people do basketball things. Gotta let it happen.
Wow. Zabo, Casey, I'm seeking clarity this offseason. Brother,
wow.
You're the one.
Wow.
You didn't show up.
Wow.
You didn't show up, and you need clarity?
Wow. Hey, I'm Team Zabo. Man, literally went to
work. We needed
work
a win on Friday.
Minutes.
You weren't here, but you need clarity, huh?
I needed a win. You let Keon Ellis get in that role. Actually, nobody was there. Just Kyle. And Kyle, I don't even know if Kyle did it today. Kyle Renata.
No, yeah, he was right after Zabo's first one.
I forgot who was the Johnny one today?
Well, I don't think anyone knew they were in a contest.
The Run Your Game screw job right here.
That's what it is. Polo L is right. It's the Run Your Game screw job.
Hey, Zabo, my hands are clean. I didn't know, Zabo. My hands are clean.
And Zabo's Bret Hart. He's going to be bitter about this forever.
Run your game. Run your game. Run your game.
That not at work.
Was that Vince McMahon?
Yeah,
that was good. That was good. I like that. That was a good one.
Into the run your game. Run your game. God damn it. Run your game.
Zabo's career ends because he gets kicked in the face at 11:40.
Oh, no.
They never used them right.
Oh, man. Kyle Draper kicks him in the face and Zay's career is over. And then in 14 years, he's going to come back and he's going to hug Kenny. He's going to hug Kenny at Sky River Casino. As we're opening the hotel portion of Sky River Casino, Zay's going to be there to hug him.
Whoever the PD is gets the low blow, and that's Zabo versus them at WrestleMania.
Look, Zabo screwed Zabo.
I have no sympathy whatsoever for Zabo. Zabo did not do the time-honored tradition that one does in this business.
Brett versus Vince at whatever WrestleMania that was is
so bad.
Probably the worst thing I've ever watched in my life.
Ever.
And then Zabo's going to, you know, be on his own podcast. I was doing Run Your Game. It told me I had nothing to worry about.
Oh, we're back to that.
Stop.
2.5 hours later, we're back to that. Okay. All right, pal. Tim McMahon tweeted, and speaking of McMahon, Tim McMahon, the NBA is looking into Memphis Grizzlies' Ja Morant using finger gun motions towards the Golden State Warriors bench last night. Shams Charania says, The league's probe will look into the gesture by Warriors guard Buddy Hield ahead of Morant. I didn't even see the Buddy part of it.
Yeah, I peeped that.
As the teams departed the benches for the timeout, Ja Morant then raised his arms and made a gun shooting gesture towards the Warriors bench, likely aiming for Buddy Hield. I mean, who can blame him? Like,
who has not done finger guns at Buddy Hield before?
Who has?
What, are you
going to
suspend
that?
All the Kings fan base?
I mean, I really want to be like, man, this is crazy that this is getting investigated. Y'all doing too much. It's not even that big of a deal. But, Ja, you can't do that.
It's not a big,
you can't do that.
It's not a big deal for 99% of the NBA.
Yeah.
I'm Moran, I'm sorry, but you were the one.
You can't do that, Buddy. And I've tried to.
It does look like Buddy did it first.
Yeah, but he can't do
that. Keep it in the holster, pal.
Who hasn't wanted to do that to Buddy Hield? And look at Steph. Sit down, Steph. Hit another three, Steph.
Did
Knock
you see when we thought him and Desmond Bane were fighting? It was just kind of a funny visual.
Steph?
Yeah.
I don't think I did.
Because I was actually watching this live. Steph does, you know, he's dribbling the ball. They're trapping him. They call a timeout. So Steph takes a sidestep and tries to shoot the ball, you know, as they're going back to their bench. Desmond Bane hits the ball out of his hands. And then Steph, like in a joking way, runs up on Desmond Bane. And then, you know, they both know that they're joking, right? And I think it was Saldana. He, like, gets him to, like, hey, what's going on? And Steph is like, just the way Steph, like, kind of, it was like a little kid. He's like, hey, get off of me. We're playing. Get off. See, I could find it because I thought in real time, I was like, oh, wait, hey, what's going on? And then you see they were messing around the whole time. And Steph was just looking like a little kid. It was hilarious.
Sam Amick talking about John Morant.
The tweet says Steph was about to swing on Desmond Bane. Okay. All right, man, relax. Relax.
And then he gets, get off me. Get off me.
Are you sure they were playing?
Yeah, I think they were. I saw a smile on Steph's face.
Yeah, I don't think both of them were joking, bro.
I think Desmond Bane was kind of joking a little bit.
I don't think good. So.
Was there during a dead ball?
Yeah.
We'll pull it up for the class right now.
Yeah, just search Steph and Desmond and it'll pop right up. Like, I mean, I'm not saying it was about to go to blows or anything like that.
This clip?
Yeah, that works.
Steph was definitely playing.
Steph wasn't serious. Like, Steph goes up and he is smiling. Well, Desmond Bane is not smiling though. Desmond's like, "Yo, what's your problem?" So that's it. So there's a different one. Go to. Oh, I can't believe I have to.
Where? Go. No, say it. No, say it. Which yeah, one? Yeah, yeah. I know exactly. Go ahead.
You know what? You egging me on too much. I ain't gonna do it. Just find the other one. There's another one.
No,
just
we won't go anywhere until he says.
Search.
Credit. Cite your source.
No.
Cite your source.
I refuse.
Even know who you're talking about. Like,
if you search Steph and Desmond, you'll see a tweet that says Steph was about to swing on Desmond Bane.
Okay.
Click on that one.
Specifically.
That angle, yeah. And then Draymond coming there.
And everything gets escalated when Draymond gets in there.
You can't say that word?
What word? What's the
okay,
account?
Say the name of the if account then.
If it's a flag, then I got to respect the rules of the game.
No, okay, then what's the name of the account?
I'm good. I don't want a flag.
Okay.
Like, if that's the rules.
I don't know. It just
No, I won't give a flag. I won't give a flag. Just say it. Go ahead.
Oh, I don't. Oh, yeah, I'm going to trust you, pal. Go ahead. Bring the video up. Like I'm an idiot. So watch this angle like a little bit. So again, same thing. Steph turns. Swipes down. Steph smiling. But watch Desmond's reaction. Desmond kind of grabs him. And then as he turns away, he was like, yo, is it that serious? Like, come
that's
on.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Yeah, I don't think it was all funny. That's ha-ha.
Oh, yeah, Steph's jumping in his face. I'm sure, like, his mouthpiece is rubbing on Desmond right there. Like, that bothered
Aldana,
me.
Aldana is just, hey, what's going on? He said, get off of me.
Yeah, Aldana, look, he holding on. He holding on to, look at Draymond holding on to his phone mark. Bitch, let me go. Let me go.
Zach Edey already let Draymond know, hey, it ain't sweet over here, big dog. It ain't sweet. Boy, Grizzlies might not make anything.
That man hit 12 threes yesterday, dude.
Grizzlies might not make anything, dog.
Like, they might lose in the play-in?
Well, yeah, they'll make the play-in, but they might not make the playoffs.
So I'm saying they might lose.
Yeah.
Mm. Man, that'd be crazy for a team that was a two seed like a minute ago. I mean, that's four straight losses, three since firing Taylor.
Let me see. Let's see if
they've lost eight of their last 10.
Let's see if they got some wins.
Combined with Golden State winning three straight, Minnesota winning three straight.
Future Kings, Ja Morant.
So I guess Sam?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Sam said there's something to watch there as it pertains to I think it was Howard Beck that first brought it up. I think it was Howard Beck.
During the rumor earlier?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was Howard Beck?
Yeah, yeah.
And Sam brings it up last. I think he just said it's a situation to watch. Ja Morant in Sacramento? Everybody in on that?
I'm not opposed to bringing in good players.
I'm not opposed to it.
I don't know what that would look like, but
yeah, I have no idea either. No clue. Yeah,
I'm not. I don't know. I don't know who that would be. Ja Morant is.
How do you feel about Ja Morant and Zach LaVine together?
I don't think that's the fit.
No.
I don't think that's the fit.
So I don't I like think both you're getting Ja Morant though. In the other way.
Ja Morant is going to make 39, 42, and 44. Do they have contracts outside of Zach LaVine? Because I don't think he's getting traded. Do they have contracts that?
Yeah, I got a center for you.
I thought. I mean,
that's the only way I see. I think it's the only way it works.
I don't think
saying.
Memphis does that because they got Jaren Jackson and Edie.
Yep. Never mind.
Yeah. Unless you get it. Unless it's a three teamer.
It's true.
A three teamer. I would. Yeah.
Doesn't
so
work.
So where the Kings are at right now, I believe. This offseason, and James has talked about it as well, is like kind of how the money is and the contracts. Like, they're not even really in a position where they can just, like, tank like that. They've got a couple of guys with just too much money and years on the books. Zach LaVine, Domantas Sabonis. I'm not sure. Even in that little article we talked about, they're talking about Domas getting traded next offseason or next trade deadline, right? So I feel like the Kings are in a spot where they may have to look at a guy like Ja and take a chance. You know, I don't know how you get him here. I don't know how the money works and all this other stuff. But a guy like that, almost, I mean, you could say they tried to do that, kind of did that with Zach LaVine. Like, it's not perfect, but we're in a little bit of a tough spot. We got to take a.
Well, Ja's not that either, I don't think.
Ja's not that, but he hasn't played a lot lately.
Yeah.
In the last two years or so.
Yeah.
And it was off the court stuff or on the court stuff, whatever. But it was also injuries. Like it's a little bit of a risk. Like what you're getting with Ja Morant at this point in his career.
I'd take that risk.
I would too. I would just as the player, right? Mm-hmm. But I don't know how it can constructs with the roster that you have or would have afterwards.
We'll come back. James Hamm. Okay, let's try this again. Ready? 3, 2, 1. We'll come back. James Hamm going to join us at the top of the hour. Also, anybody notice the two win streaks going on?
Yeah.
I got a question. I feel like we talk ourselves into a variety of different scenarios. Mm-hmm. I just have a question. I'll ask that when the other one, Casey, return here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. All right, James Hamm going to join us here coming up at the top of the hour. If you take a look at what's going on in the league right now, the Oklahoma City Thunder have won 10 games in a row. They're sitting at 63-12. The second longest win streak in the NBA is Boston.
I think Boston just went 14-1 in March.
Boston goes 14-1 in March. Boston has won 9 in a row. You have, I love Cleveland. I love this Cleveland team. But you have 9 straight from Boston. You have 10 straight from Oklahoma City. For content purposes, have we spent way too much time talking ourselves out of what might be the actual finals matchup? The Boston Celtics and the Oklahoma City Thunder. That's a 63-win basketball team. That's a 56-win basketball team. That's the defending champions right there. That's 56-19 right now. 9 straight games for Boston, 10 straight games for Oklahoma City. Is that the most likely NBA Finals?
That's what I thought it would be before the season.
You did. You called that.
It's the most likely, but I don't think we're overthinking it when it comes, at least to OKC. You know, OKC, I think there are matchups and situations that present problems for them. I want to see them in that playoff pressure cooker. And I'm not talking about being able to win a round. They're going to win a round, probably going to win two. I'm talking about Western Conference Finals when they go up against a Lakers team or even a Warriors. Or in that second round, if they got to link up with the Timberwolves and a team that matches up well, that's not afraid of them. Jalen Williams, rough postseason last year. Does he rebound? And is that all it is? Just like, hey, it was just my first postseason. You know, same with Chet Holmgren. Because we joked about it a lot and had a lot to say when the Kings were making their run with Beam Team 1. But De'Aaron confirmed it. It is different. It's different in those playoffs. And you got a guy like the Caruso who really helped. He's a winning player. But when they double in Shea and leaving Caruso wide open for threes, is he going to make them pay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not – they're the favorites for me. OKC is in the West. They're the favorites, almost by default, but they're the favorites. But I'm not sold that they can't get got in a 7-game series with a couple of different teams.
Who do you think could get them besides Minnesota? I think we kind of talked about that earlier.
I think the Lakers could get them.
The Lakers are kind of – I don't know what the
– I can't figure out.
I don't know
if
the Lakers can
because
defensively the Lakers aren't great. And OKC, I think, is like the best team in the league. Or
the Lakers, well,
I think the Lakers are good enough defensively, but like that, it's LeBron that makes them – that makes that whole defensive thing click.
And I think people are when people say that, I think they're pointing to like recently. Because remember, you probably watched it. Remember when Luka and LeBron not first got together, but after 2.5 weeks and they were cooking and all those defensive stats they were talking about, like how they've turned things around on the defensive end. And since mm-hmm. this date, they were top 5 defensive mm-hmm. team, all mm-hmm. this other stuff. LeBron gets hurt. They struggle. He's trying to get back.
Yeah.
And that's what happened. So I to your guys' point, though, not sure who the real Lakers are, though.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I was on board before, but now
I'm still on board. I just don't say it with a lot of confidence. Like, can the Lakers be a championship team? Sure, absolutely. When the postseason gets here and you know, a game is about to start and it's the Lakers versus – if it's the – it's not the matchup. Lakers versus the Timberwolves.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Okay. Yeah, I can see the Lakers getting that. Lakers versus Denver. Lakers versus Houston. And I could talk myself into Lakers versus Oklahoma City.
Hey, I wouldn't pick, at least right now. Maybe if I saw something going into the series, maybe I would. But I wouldn't pick any of those teams to beat OKC. And I wouldn't pick this team to beat OKC. But, hey, the Clippers, If OKC had to deal with the Clippers and you got a Ty Lue, a Brian Shaw, a Jeff Van Gundy who can, like, lock in on this team and what ways they want to beat this team defensively for seven games, I think the Clippers could give OKC fits.
The Clippers are the team that's not a top four seed. They're not a top four seed, right?
No.
Yeah, I think they're fifth or something like that.
I think they're playing. No, you said the Clippers?
Yeah.
Clippers are eighth.
Oh, they're still eighth?
Yeah.
All right. Well, call it even better. I think that's the team.
I mean, it's by half a game, but still, they're eighth.
That's the team I think you're going to want to avoid in the playoffs if you're the West. Like, that's the one where it's like, you're never trying to, like, lose, pick up by Memphis or anything like that, but the Clippers can take OKC to seven if they want, or any of these teams.
I think the marks for OKC.
Okay, Brian Windhorst, settle down.
The marks for OKC are Houston, well, whoever their first round opponent is, unless it's Minnesota. But anybody outside of Minnesota, that first round, you're cool with. So your Memphis is your, you know, Dallas, whatever. I don't know, the Kings will give them fits, I'm just saying. But like, you got those, that's what you're looking for. And I think Denver, I think they would handle Denver easily.
Lizzie, you think OKC would handle Denver easily?
Lizzie's got a good point. Like, I'm buying into the Clippers, but James Harden, you know?
Well, until he appears,
isn't going to disappear in the first round.
That's true.
But look, until he appears, it's all fair. You know, like people say he's going to disappear. That's all he's done for most of his. So he's going to have to wear that, and that is going to be what everybody's going to believe until he actually appears. So Leezy saying that is perfectly fine.
I have no clue what you mean. What do you mean he appears?
Saying he will disappear.
Uh-huh.
Not disappear, like being there, appear. Appear in front of you in those moments.
Uh-huh.
Until he does that, it's fair to say he'll disappear. That's okay. What he's shown us for forever. He had those two games against Boston where it's like, oh, man. Might have turned the corner, and then game 6 and 7 happened.
Do you think your Knicks have a chance at all, though? Or is it a two-team race in the East?
No, I do. I think they got a shot. I think that's a team that's also kind of built for a potential postseason run.
They can get four games against the Celtics?
I mean, it's probably the tallest task of the playoffs. Like,
right now, that's what it's looking like now.
When I had them getting to the NBA Finals, the hope was they wouldn't have to play Boston until the conference finals. So the fact that they're on the same side of the bracket, that's a tough break for them, man. And it might be too early for them to be able to do that. But I think the Knicks are kind of a postseason team. The way they're built, the way they're constructed, they're kind of built for that postseason where Tibbs can really do his damage. I think they can beat the Celtics. That's a tough one. I wouldn't gamble on them beating them. Wouldn't do that.
In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. I let him cook.
What?
What have you seen from the Knicks that makes you believe anything that you just said?
Honestly, yeah. Like throw the Celtics out. Like, their record against teams over 500 is awful.
I mean, and Jalen's. I mean, they got a marquee game tonight that Jalen can't play. Like, Jalen's going to be working his way back. Maybe not in the playoffs, but like maybe it's going to be the playoffs. Maybe it's going to be in that stretch after the season. Can New York move?
I don't think so. They're like 3-4 games up on the fourth.
Yeah, New York's not moving. Yeah, maybe Jalen isn't even working until the season's over. Like the last regular season game is played. He's using that week where teams are doing play-in stuff to get himself ready.
He's not going to be worn down.
He won't.
So
that might be gassed.
Maybe. But I think with the way – because they did have a stretch before Brunson went down where they were playing good basketball. Cat was playing good basketball. Brunson was Michael Bridges. They finally figured out how to use him. And then Brunson goes down. And, I mean, they just can't afford one of those guys to go down to be able to be on that top-tier level.
Right now, they'd face off with the Bucks in the first round. Bucks are headed for another first-round exit?
Yeah.
Or can that series be something?
I mean, it's Giannis, so maybe it can be, but that's not...
I think five games.
Yeah, that's not good for Milwaukee. We don't know if Dame will be there.
Yeah. I'd assume he'd be out.
I feel like I just saw something from Dame. Oh, man. 2 weeks? Hold on. Well, unless it comes from Chris Haynes, I don't want to believe it. The Bucks announced last week Dame Lillard. Da, 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 da. The guard is hopeful. This is what Shams Charania said. Shams Charania, no Chris Haynes. The guard is hopeful that he could be cleared for full contact practice in the next week or week and a half. Shams added that Lillard has already begun doing some light workouts this week. So a week from now, the season's not over. A week and a half, we're at about the ending of the regular season. So it looks like it'll be pretty close for Dame to return.
Yeah, a week from now.
Week from now, April 9th.
That's when the Kings are back, right? So we'll have less than a week left. Yeah. We'll have less than a week left in the season.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a week and a half would mark the end of the regular season.
Yeah.
John Cena made his return from torn biceps or triceps or whatever early at the Garden. Can you imagine Dame Lillard returning early from blood clots at the Garden?
I think the Knicks would get the Bucks.
I think so too.
I think they get the Bucks. They being that second round, and like I said, that Boston matchup is brutal. That is brutal.
Shout out Daniel in the chat. I saw you talking earlier.
But I mean, you got those two teams there. I think they're clearly the favorite, Boston and OKC. But I gotta look at OKC. I gotta see those guys.
Watch out for those Pacers.
Pacers are what, 5 right now?
Yeah, they're 5. They're 4.
Taking on
the Pistons. Just keep an eye. I'm not gonna say they're gonna beat the Cavs. I don't want to disrespect the Cavs or anything like that. But the Pacers are starting to play their best ball right now.
They are. That's a fact. That is a fact. So if they, you know, get past Detroit, Cleveland, it's gonna be a long series. The playoffs, and once again, maybe it's always, you know, how we see it going into it, and then when we actually get there, you get 4-1 series or whatever. But man, I feel like the playoffs, man, are just really, it's matchup based, it's timing based. I think for the most part, not everybody, but for the most part, I could see anybody beating anybody.
If you get OKC out of the paint early, then the West belongs to anybody, I think. Like, anybody can come out that conference. The East, I think, is a two-team race. But the West, if you were to get OKC out in the second, first round somehow, I don't see it happening. But if you were, like, anyone can win that conference.
You want to weigh in on your boy, Carmelo, before James joins us?
Hey, man, air horns. Air horns for the Hall of Famer, Carmelo Anthony, man. Congratulations. Much deserved, Carmelo Anthony.
Do you want to hit the other button that birthed the hockey of a
lifetime? I will do one better because this has a bit more context.
Flashback.
So here it is.
That doesn't add up to me. Carmelo Anthony just signed with the Lakers, by the way.
Okay. Lake Show.
I'm sorry. Excuse me?
Wow.
I ain't repping them. I'm saying Lake Show. They out there.
Look, I explained.
Okay. Be careful.
I like Melo and I like Westbrook and I like LeBron.
That's right. We're going to root for Melo and Westbrook. That's right.
Don't forget about LeBron.
But is this the extended clip? What the hell was that?
It was a remake.
It was the whole damn segment.
Hey, don't forget about LeBron either.
The whole damn segment there. What is that?
He said, Lake Show, we out here working.
I explained what was going on, man. I said, shout out to my man. He got signed. I explained it right there.
That's not what you said. You weren't even listening to yourself. That's not what you said.
I said, no. Shout out to him. I was talking about Melo. I ain't repping the team.
No, James, hang on 1 second.
That doesn't add up to me. Carmelo Anthony just signed with the Lakers, by the way.
Okay. Lake Show.
I'm sorry. Excuse me?
I ain't repping him. I'm saying Lake Show. They out there.
I'm saying Lake Show, they out there.
I'm not repping
them. You didn't even talk about Carmelo right there.
I literally said I'm not repping them.
Now we always can solve this the easy way. Let's go around the room. Chatty House, you can participate as well.
Yep.
Chatty House.
Dame, have you ever said okay Lake Show before as others unironically?
I have not.
Yes.
I said unironically. I have not either. Casey, you have clearly. Chatty House? No. James?
Nothing.
No.
That doesn't even mean anything.
Do we want to have Manny promote a show real quick?
Yeah, let Manny get his stuff off real quick. Manny, go ahead. James is here, so get your stuff off.
Well, I'm just walking out of this A's game. It's 10-2 right now, reporting live. Looks like a sweep.
We don't need a report.
But great atmosphere. There was a lot of people there. More than what you think, Kenny. A lot more than 20,000, I'll tell you that. But
I don't think that's true.
With all the madness going on. All the madness going on. We're going to talk tonight. We're going to talk Kings madness of the season. We're going to talk about Sacramento getting a baseball team. And we're going to talk Final Four. So 8 o'clock tonight, check us out, ESPN 1320.
There you go.
All right. There you go, Manny. Appreciate you.
Shout out, Manny. Shout out, Chatty House After Party. Shout out, Dr. David. You see his latest work?
Oh, dear. No.